Philadelphia's mayor is ordering an update to the city's policy for handling sexual harassment complaints. WHYY's Lindsay Lazarski reports the changes come on the heels of a blistering audit from the city controller that found that Philadelphia's current system neither prevents nor protects employees.
The audit was sparked by the Me Too movement, as well as a recent $1 million settlement reached between the Philadelphia Police Department and a female officer who was allegedly assaulted by her superior. The city has also verified multiple sexual harassment complaints against Sheriff Jewel Williams. Controller Rebecca Reinhart began the audit of the city's policies when she took office in January.
What we found was an inadequate and poorly implemented policy, a convoluted system for reporting complaints, ineffective procedures, non-uniform punishments, insufficient training, and an overall lack of clarity around how to address sexual misconduct.
Reinhart says most complaints are handled on a department-by-department basis, with little consistency across the board. Employees don't know how to file complaints, and supervisors don't have the proper training to investigate them. And she says nearly 60% of managers have not undergone required sexual harassment prevention training over the last 5 years.
There are employees in different supervisory positions in the city that have sexually harassed employees that continue to work for the city. And that's not okay.
Mayor Jim Kenney's administration says it'll make sure all city employees undergo sexual harassment prevention training and will implement a new online reporting system to file and track complaints.
This is obviously a situation that has existed both in government and in private sector for generations. And probably in the bad old days, it was even worse than it is now, because the attention that's being brought to it with Me Too and with women standing up and not taking it anymore and demanding change.
Going forward, Kenny says the city plans to review its policy every year. Lindsay Lazarski, WHYY News.